from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Bears Report with Mark Grody.
One more Flus. Eat your heart out, Daniel Norris, because Matt Eberflus, your boy Grody, was rolling on this, and it has to do with movies.
What's your favorite movie, man?
I got a lot of good movies. Probably Forrest Gump.
My very best girl, Jenny.
No. Hot Jenny? You locked that down? Oh, I gotta get to the bottom of that. Hot Jenny, girl, where are you at?
She's in heaven with mama.
You have any friends that aren't dead?
Lieutenant Dan.
Hey, where's he at? Stand up, man.
That is the most Flus answer ever.
That's a fun movie.
I mean, honestly, if we would, I wish you would have said, Flus tells us his favorite movie. Everybody guess. I feel like one of the four of us hits Forrest Gump.
Any given Sunday.
Got a lot of good movies. Probably Forrest Gump.
Best Picture, 94. Fantastic, if you ask me. I got beef, though. I rewatched it. Movies get different as you watch them, like, later in life. And I got beef with one of the characters, Mrs. Gump, specifically, played wonderfully by Sally Field, who's Tom Hanks' mother in that movie, and a love interest in a movie 4 years earlier. So, little movie magic.
That Tom Hanks, see? It was the Tom Hanks effect, you know?
Hello.
All right, good afternoon.
My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Do you want a chocolate?
I don't know.
I could eat about a million and a half of these.
Everything's looking where it is, in terms of good.
My mom always said...
What's that?
My mom always said...
What's that?
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Meaning what?
You never know what you're gonna get.
Words are awesome. I love words.
Those must be comfortable shoes.
Yeah, that's... I'm not gonna comment on that.
One, two, three,
and here we go.
And now, live from the friendly confines of Wrigley Field, it's the Parkins and Spiegel Show on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Beautifully imagined and wonderfully crafted, as always, by Chris Tannehill. We are absolutely thrilled to be here at Wrigley Field. Today's show, On the Field, kind of, is brought to you by Bosch Power Tools. What hard workers deserve. We appreciate Bosch for sponsoring this fun show, even if we are in the press box instead of the field, because rain may or may not come.
Yeah, no, you've helped rejigger my gratitude and my sense of entitlement.
You're welcome.
We are live at Wrigley Field in the booth watching...
On a beautiful day.
On an absolutely beautiful day.
Oh, poor you.
Exactly. Thank you, Mrs. Soprano. You are also correct. It's either... This is how broken I am, Tanny, is that I need both Danny Parkins and Liv Soprano to help get me in the right mindset. Can I just say, though, what a proud thing it must be for Daniel Norris and his family that of his 27 games in Chicago over the 215 in his career, he contributed a soundbite that means he's going to live on forever. The fact that Mark Grody set up Eat Your Heart Out Daniel Norris in that open, it makes me just remarkably happy.
That's a fun movie.
It is. He's right. It is fun. Watch it again. He played for Alabama. Did Forrest Gump. He runs across the country in a hat.
And Flus is that interesting, I suppose. He could be our Forrest Gump.
Sure.
Why not?
Is Flus a good ping pong player? I don't know.
It seems like he would be.
I agree.
Oh, God. And honest Matt Eberflus, some of those drops making an appearance there.
Amazing.
So
meaning what?
That segment had purpose, is what it means.
Yes.
I want to talk Bears.
I know you do.
I want to talk Bears.
Yes. Okay.
I get it. Caleb versus the Bears defense and this Cubs team against the Brewers. Listen, I love talking to Nico. I love talking to Council. But, you know.
Well, let me help you.
Bears.
Let me help you.
Bears.
We have an opportunity today to really get inside and see how a team deals with what is a very unique moment. Jed Hoyer coming out last night and saying what he said, declaring we're not good enough, we'll look to compete next year. I thought it was pretty. It was pretty declarative and kind of.
Well, he's saying that if we buy, it can't just be a help for this year.
Yeah, but it was a concession. You're right. But it is a concession that this team this year is not good enough, and the team knows that. When were they told that? How was the manager involved in that? You know, how does a team go about its business? Nico is an incredibly thoughtful dude. How do you go about your business when your GM just came out before you're even done? Now, granted, for the White Sox, they've known that since April 5 or so.
Hey, and a lot of teams, they are professional athletes.
Yeah, but a lot of teams have known it for a while. This is a Cubs team that was told it's time to win. Let's try and win. Oh, yeah, we still got a chance. Now your boss has basically told you, I don't think you have a chance. And then you still have to show up every day. So I'm interested in how Nico processes that, how Council processes that. And, of course, we can talk baseball and other specifics, about the league and the season and all of that stuff as
well. Yeah, no, always, man. And, listen, the access is great, and we will talk to them coming up here in a couple of minutes. And, yeah, this is a – it's a huge disappointment.
Massive.
It is a massive disappointment because of where they are in Jed's tenure, how long it's been since 2016, how long it's been since they've hosted a playoff game, how long it's been the payroll that they have relative to their division.
Yeah.
The fact that the offseason additions, we can't keep saying that this is the same team as last year. They're only all-star is an addition.
They're only all-star is an addition, and their best offensive player, who was great defensively last night too, by the way,
is an addition.
Is an addition.
So we can't keep saying it's the same team as last year. Two of their best players are new, mm-hmm. and their manager is new. The core is the same. It's a similar team. I'm not saying that they blew it up, but it is last year's team, but in theory, better.
Yeah, well,
They're not performing better. The offensive numbers are objectively much worse, but they should, on paper, be better.
Danny, I feel like Jed built an 85-win team and hired a manager asking him to win 90 games with it. That's what I feel like happened this particular year. And the Cubs are a big market behemoth who ought to be building 90-win teams and hoping that they overachieve and win 95. You know? Because when you build an 85-win team that underachieves, this is what you get. You know? If you build a 90-win team and they underachieve, then you still might be okay. So I feel like it is an opportunity to think about the biggest picture issues of team building, of organizational structure, of payroll allocation, of manager value, of all of that. And we've got a unique opportunity to live with that and get inside it today. And that part is intriguing to me.
Well, then the next hour should be very intriguing as Nico Horner will join us from the player's perspective and then Craig Council, of course, from the managerial and front office perspective because we know he has a significant voice in both. Parkinson Spiegel live at Wrigley on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.